With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota has surpassed 300 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and two more people have died. Today, Department of Health officials reported 32 new cases. The state total is now 320. That total includes 98 people who have fully recovered and 6 people who died. Most of the new cases are in Minnehaha County, which now has 165 total cases. Other counties with new cases include Brookings, Coddington, Lincoln, and Lyman. Governor Kristi Noem says revenue losses from the COVID-19 outbreak will present a huge hurdle for the state. Noem says later this month the state will get federal money from a congressional package. However, the governor says the state cannot use that money to replace lost revenue,
which is obviously how the state of South Dakota has been dramatically impacted. We are a state of low taxes, low regulation. Our main funding source at the state level is sales tax, and every business has literally been shuttered just because of lack of economic activity, and very few dollars are flowing into the state.
Noem says she's anticipating federal guidance on how to use those dollars. The governor wants some flexibility to keep vital state programs running. Deadwood casino operators hoping for a lifeline from Congress say they're not eligible for emergency payroll loans. That leaves almost $1 million in weekly payroll unpaid in a city that's dependent on gambling. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Congress passed a $2 trillion economic rescue package. It includes a $350 billion pot of money called the Payroll Protection Program. But there are pre-existing laws and policies. They prohibit the Small Business Administration from lending to businesses that get more than a third of their revenue from gambling. That includes Deadwood's casinos, which are temporarily closed because of the coronavirus. Mike Rodman is with the Deadwood Gaming Association. He says many of the 1,200 people in Deadwood who work in the gambling industry are out of work, and much of the industry's $900,000 weekly payroll is going unpaid.
We want to keep these people on the payroll. There's a lot of talent. We want to keep them, and we want to be able to, as quickly as we're able to reopen, charge back and be open and take care of our customers.
Tribal casinos are also affected. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota is working on the problem. He's asking the SBA and the U.S. Treasury to change an interim ruling on the situation.
We think they've made a mistake, and we're expecting that they'll reconsider their decision.
If the ruling doesn't change, Rounds says he'll pursue a fix in the next big congressional coronavirus bill whenever that comes together. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
All K-12 schools will remain closed for the rest of the school year. Governor Kristi Noem says it doesn't make sense to bring students back to their classrooms considering current projections of COVID-19 infections. The governor says the State Department of Education will continue working with school administrators on distance learning through the end of the year.
I know this is going to be hard for a lot of people. We've got a lot of seniors that really didn't know that their year would end like this. They didn't know that they would have a very different kind of high school experience than what they anticipated. I've got a high school senior myself who's looking at a very different senior year than what he had anticipated.
Shortly after the governor's announcement, the South Dakota Board of Regents announced all public universities will continue with online-only classes through the summer term. The State Activities Association has canceled the rest of the South Dakota high school sports season. Schools remaining closed for the remainder of the 2019-2020 school year led to the decision. Dan Swartos is the executive director of the association. He says this was one of the most difficult choices he and his staff have had to make.
It's tough for everyone involved. It's difficult, but, those kids learned a lot of lessons throughout their high school career and through high school activities, and those lessons and the friendships that they've made will stick with them forever.
10 days ago, the Activities Association had discussed a possible plan to play all 6 of its high school state basketball tournaments in June. However, the plan required that students would be allowed back into the school buildings in May. About 36 electric cooperatives in South Dakota power the state's homes and businesses. They're changing their workflow to meet critical needs for power during the pandemic. Dick Johnson says electric co-ops are vital. Johnson is a CEO and general manager of West River Electric, which serves more than 4,500 square miles.
This day and age, there's no way, it's very difficult to operate or live without electricity. We depend on it in our daily lives very, very much.
Johnson says hospitals and clinics require utilities like electricity more than ever. East River Electric Cooperative is one of just three wholesale power co-ops in the state. Chris Studer says they're already isolating employees to curb spread of the coronavirus.
What we've done is we've looked at our field crews and we've split linemen into separate crews so that they are able to, you know, take trucks home, bring trucks to a job site so that they're not crossing paths with other crews.
Studer says crews stagger their hours each day to minimize exposure with other workers, and the co-op has a separate building for other employees. There are other changes as well. Non-essential businesses are temporarily closing operations. West River Electric's Dick Johnson says because of that, he expects revenue for co-ops to drop this year.
The amount that you use in a residence is vastly different than a commercial account. So if you shut down a business, you know, for a period of time, you'd take a lot of residential to make up for the usage for that commercial account. So there won't be a wash there, I don't believe. I think we're definitely going to see our sales down this year. There's no doubt about that.
Johnson says they expect these changes to have a lasting impact in the long run. Governor Noem has issued an executive order that urges some citizens in Minnehaha and Lincoln counties to stay home for the next 3 weeks. The request includes adults over 65 and people with chronic conditions to limit their exposure to the coronavirus. Noem says data shows these people are at the greatest risk for severe illness from COVID-19.
Nationwide, 8 out of 10 deaths have been reported in adults that are 65 years old and older. In South Dakota, 3 of our 4 deaths have been in this category as well. 2/3 of our positive cases in the state are in Minnehaha and Lincoln counties right now.
The governor says half of the South Dakotans hospitalized with COVID-19 have chronic health conditions. They include lung disease, heart conditions, diabetes, and people with suppressed immune systems.
This group of individuals needs to take this very seriously. I need this group in Minnehaha and Lincoln counties to stay home. For the next 3 weeks, that is your directive through this executive order, is to stay home.
Noem says the executive order does not prevent people from going outside. She says it's in order to comply with social distancing and other CDC guidelines. More than 160 city and county officials have asked the governor to declare a statewide public health emergency. South Dakota is one of 5 states in the country without a stay-at-home order to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And despite requests, the South Dakota Department of Health has not declared a public health emergency. Governor Kristi Noem has been hesitant to employ a statewide declaration. Instead, she's opting for executive orders that leave some local government leaders unclear about their authority. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Kristi Noem's approach to preventing transmission of COVID-19 is changing. Her first executive order presented a list of things that people, businesses, healthcare organizations, and local governments should do. Now Noem has toughened the language, changing should to shall. She announced a second executive order for Minnehaha and Lincoln counties that orders individuals 65 and older, as well as those with chronic medical conditions, to stay home for the next 3 weeks. Those counties hold the lion's share of the state's COVID-19 cases.
This is the plan for our state that everybody will be on board with.
But it's not the plan that 160 other local government leaders want. The Municipal League has asked the governor to call for a public health declaration. That would give the Secretary of Health the authority to prevent transmission of diseases with isolation orders and place restrictions on businesses statewide. Governor Noem says lawmakers took up a similar request on veto day last week.
If you remember, I brought a bill that I and my team drafted, proposed to the legislature to ask for some of these things that these local leaders have been asking us for. That bill did not pass on veto day. Therefore, we're continuing to examine the situation and see what would be appropriate.
However, the bill Noem proposed dealt with city and county authority and shortening timeframes to pass ordinances, not declaring a public health emergency. Noem says she will use every authority she has to take appropriate action at the appropriate time. She's been reluctant to use such an order.
Now, I have all the faith in the world of the people of South Dakota. They have been absolute rock stars in working to protect their communities and their families.
But county and city government leaders continue to make independent recommendations, resulting in a patchwork of regulations and restrictions across the state. Late last week, Yankton County, another county with significant community spread of the coronavirus, created a board of health. The move came following reports there were crowded bars and restaurants just outside Yankton city limits. Sherry Lost is chair of the Yankton County Commission. She says they're giving the Board of Health the authority to restrict the number of people in bars and restaurants to no more than 10 people at a time. That adheres to current CDC recommendations.
So we are not closing any businesses. We do not feel we have the authority to do that. But instead, we are enforcing the governor's directive to minimize crowds.
Lost says local government leaders across the state are frustrated. She says that stems from confusion over what authority county governments actually have. The mayors of Rapid City and Sioux Falls have repeatedly asked the governor for a statewide mandate of some kind. During one of the governor's recent press conferences, Noem said she was not considering a statewide measure.
I've been very clear about the fact that I don't think decisions in Sioux Falls are the same decisions that are correct and right for a town like Faith, South Dakota, or Lemon, South Dakota.
You know, and she's right, but there's some good things and some bad things about that.
That's Lemon Mayor Neil Pinnow. He says the governor is correct. Sioux Falls and Lemon are different. The pandemic creates different concerns for smaller cities.
If we get enough cases in this area, if our hospital in Hettinger, North Dakota is overrun, the next closest hospital is 140 miles away in Bismarck.
Sioux Falls has more people and more healthcare options. Rapid City is nearly 200 miles away. That nearby hospital in North Dakota, he says, has 4 ventilators and serves a large area.
Our healthcare facility, and those people are doing an amazing job, but they're servicing a lot of communities that are 1,200, 1,500 people. And you combine those all together between North Dakota and South Dakota, that's their main health facility. That's a huge issue. You know, they get 50 people that are hospitalized with this. They're going to be full. The doctors and nurses over there are going to be overrun. And then what do you do?
Pinnow is a part-time mayor. He and his colleagues are trying to make important decisions without a lot of directive from the state or the Department of Health. The Municipal League says the current authority available to cities and counties dates back to 1939 and is untested in this kind of crisis. There will likely be even more tests of government authority ahead. The projected peak of COVID-19 cases in South Dakota is still months away. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.